From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Egypt's government said Tuesday that it's enhancing security in airports over the possibility that a Russian plane departing a Sinai resort was brought down by a bomb October 31st. Taking into consideration all possible causes behind the plane crash, including the possibility that it was targeted by a terrorist attack, Egyptian authorities said they've enhanced security measures at all airports, according to a statement by the ministry. It comes after Russia announced Tuesday that a bomb brought down the plane, killing all 224 people aboard. That's Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's vowed to find and punish whoever is responsible and called on the country's partners to help identify the culprits. He says the murder of our people in Sinai is one of the bloodiest by the number of victims of such crimes. We won't wipe off tears of our hearts and souls. It will stay with us forever. Somalia's president says Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group are parts of the same evil force that needs to be confronted. In an interview Tuesday with the Associated Press, President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud warned that ideologies have no citizenships and no borders. They move around the world wherever they can sneak in. He says Al-Qaeda and the IS group are the same people. They're just rebranding. A Kenyan official says a suspected Islamic extremist grabbed a rifle from an officer and attempted to shoot his way to freedom from a military camp where he's being held in Garissa in eastern Kenya. Garissa County Coordinator Mahmoud Ali Saleh said Tuesday that the suspect snatched a rifle from one of the officers as he tried to escape. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan Tuesday called for a pause in a White House program to settle Syrian refugees in the United States, citing security fears in the wake of the Paris attacks. The Republican speaker joined half of U.S. state governors in urging President Barack Obama to suspend the scheme, calling for a full review of the vetting process to ensure that jihadists do not slip into the country among the refugees. This latest call comes as the U.N. Refugee Agency is criticizing governments that are demanding refugee resettlement programs be curbed after the discovery that one of the Paris attackers slipped into Europe in a wave of Syrian migrants escaping the country's war. According to the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, spokeswoman says they're deeply disturbed by the language that demonizes refugees as a group, adding that it will contribute to xenophobia and fear. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday that the Islamic State group will feel pressure in the coming weeks as the United States, France, and other allies increase their efforts against the militants. He spoke in Paris after meeting with French President François Hollande and discussing different ways in which their governments can be more effective in battling the Islamic State. VOA correspondent Lisa Bryant is in France and tells us more about what is being done inside and outside of the country in response to the attacks in Paris.
French police have carried out dozens of more raids, arrested more than 100 people. Well, I should say some of these are house arrests. Others have actually been arrested around the country. And then sort of more internationally, France launched a second series of strikes against the Islamic State group in its stronghold, Syrian stronghold of Raqqa. So at the same time, there's also been a big security ramp up. The government now says that about 115,000, possibly more, police, gendarmes, and military are mobilized across the country.
Again, that is VOA's Lisa Bryant in Paris. The talks between the two leaders come days after a series of shootings and suicide bombings killed at least 129 people in Paris. U.S. President Barack Obama pledged Tuesday to help Asia-Pacific allies boost their maritime security as part of talks with leaders in the Philippine capital of Manila.
My visit here underscores our shared commitment to the security of the waters of this region and to the freedom of navigation.
The White House announced a package of up to $259 million in new aid over the course of 2 years. It includes $79 million for the Philippines, $40 million for Vietnam, $21 million for Indonesia, and $2.5 million for Malaysia. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.